B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos Daf Ches. We're going to start 5 lines from the top of the Omud. Before we start the Gemara, let's introduce what we're going to be talking about. We know that for a domain to be recognized and have the status of a Roshus HaYochid, it has to be 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim wide. Now, if you had a circle and you wanted to know, is this Roshus HaYochid? The halacha is, it's got to be a type of circle that can contain in it a square of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. The diameter of such a circle would be 6 tfachim. The truth is, it's a bit less than 6 tfachim, but to be sure, if you have 6 tfachim circle, a diameter of 6 tfachim, you can be sure that you could put a square of 4 by 4 tfachim inside it. The Gemara here is going to discuss if somebody took an object that was the size of a Rishus HaYochid and threw the object from one domain to the other, do we say it's considered as any other object that's thrown from one domain to the next and he's Chayev, or do we say no? Since we learn all the Melachis of Shabbos from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan they threw small items from one domain to the next, they were not throwing things that were the size of a domain itself from one domain to the next. And since this object is the size of a Rishus HaYochid, throwing it from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim would not be Chayev for Hoitzah. Says the Gemara Omar Abaye, Zorak Kaveres, if somebody threw a basket, a type of bee's hive, Lirishus HaRabim, from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Gavoya Asoro, if this basket, this kaveres, is 10 tfachim high, ve'eino rechovo shesh, it's not 6 tfachim wide, chayev, then is chayev for throwing it in the, from one rishus to the next, because it's got the halachas of every other object. Rechovo shesh, if it's 6 tfachim wide in diameter, potur, then is going to be potur, because it's considered that he threw a roshus, he threw a domain. He didn't merely throw an object from one domain to the next, he threw a domain itself, and that's not chayev. Rava Omar, Rava argues and says, afilu eino rechov avav, even if it's less than 6 tfachim wide, which means that it's not really a Rishus HaYochid, nonetheless, potter, if he threw it from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be potter. Why? My Tama. And Rav is going to explain now, it's not because it was the width of a Rishus HaYochid, it's not. It's because of the height. We've seen till now that a Rishus HaRabim is only up to the height of 10 tfachim. If you take a object which is 10 tfachim tall, and you throw it into Rishus HaRabim, then the whole 10 tfachim, as it reaches the Rishus HaRabim, it lands in the Rishus HaRabim. That means the whole item, the whole object, is in the Rishus HaRabim. But if you take an object which is, for example, 11 tfachim high, and you throw that into Rishus HaRabim, the lower 10 tfachim close to the floor of the Rishus HaRabim will be in the Rishus HaRabim. But the top tefach will be in the Mokim Ptur, because we know that Rishus HaRabim is only till 10 tfachim high. And since not the entire object has landed in Rishus HaRabim, he'll be potter. Here Rava says that even though we're talking about a kaveres that's exactly 10 tfachim high, however, there are parts of this kaveres that were made of upright reeds or slivers or whatever you want to call them that were going upright, and it's inevitable that there's going to be some of those that are going to be sticking up above the top of this kaveres beyond 10 tfachim. And when you throw this kaveres into Rishus HaRabim, those little pieces sticking up at the top will not have landed in the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, he may not be chayiv. That's what Rava says. My tama, ef shel kroimiyos shel kono. These little leftovers sticking up from these reeds at the top of the kaveres, shelo yalu lemalo me'asoro. It's inevitable that they are going to be above 10 tfachim. And therefore, since not the whole kaveres landed in Rishus HaRabim, according to Rava, he will be potter. Kof or alpio, if you took this kaveres and you turned it on its side, which means that the base of this kaveres is at the top, and the walls of the kaveres are facing the floor, facing down. kof o al piha. In that case, we know there's a rule that anything that's considered a mechitza, a wall, when it gets within three tvachim of another solid, of let's call it of the floor, then we say lovud. We assume that the gap between the edge of the mechitza and the floor has become merged, has become filled up. That's an old rule of lovud, which is halacha l'moshe misinai. But we only say that on mechitzos, on walls. So if this kaveres would be facing up, and it would be falling down onto the floor with its base down, then the first thing that's going to come towards the floor is going to be its base, not the edge of the wall of this kaveres. If, however, you turn it upside down, now it's the walls of the kaveres that are facing down. As soon as these walls reach three tvachim minus a drop, just under three tvachim of the ground, it's as if it's landed on the ground already. That's the halacha of lovud. So the Gemara says that kof o al piyo, if you turn this kaveres upside down, shiv'a umashu, if the kaveres is seven tfochim plus a mashu, a tiny bit, then he's still going to be chayev, because as soon as it reaches three tfochim minus a mashu, which is the shiur, the measurement of lovud from the ground, and now we assume it's already on the ground, the whole basket is within 10 tfachim, within Rishus HaRabim. Shiva umechza. However, if this kaveres is 7.5 tfachim, or to be accurate, 7 and a drop more than a drop more than 7, and 2 mashahus more than 7, then as soon as it reaches below 3 tfachim to the ground, we already say lovud, it's as if it's already noch, it's already munach, hanocha, on the ground, and at that point, the uppermost part of the kaveres is above 10 tfachim. And we said before that if a vessel, an item, does not land fully within Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayv on Shabbos. Therefore, shiva o mechzo, if this kaveres is 7.5 tfachim, potur is going to be potur, as we explained. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi argues and says, Afilu shiva omechza chayev. Even if this kaveres is 7.5 tfachim, and it's upside down, and it's going to reach the shiur of lovud, and part of it is going to be above the 10 tfachim, nonetheless, it's going to be chayev. Why? Mai tama, mechitzois letoichon asuyos. Since these walls are not there in order to be turned upside down, that's not a normal way of using such a kaveres. These walls are there in order to contain the honey that the bees create in it, and therefore this kaveres is supposed to be upright. So if you do something unusual and you turn it upside down, since these are not the type of walls that are supposed to create a closure to the ground, therefore we would not say lovud, and therefore even if the kaveres is 7.5 tfachim tall, we will not say that it's called Hanocha, it's reached the ground, unless it actually reaches the ground, and we do not say Hanocha if it's just less than 3 tvachim to the ground, and therefore, at the point where it reaches the ground, the whole kaveres is within 10 tvachim off the ground, and therefore, he's chayiv. You only say lovud when the wall itself is supposed to create a closure, for example, the wall of a sukkah. We say the wall of a sukkah is there to enclose whatever's inside it from the floor up. Such a type of wall, if it's less than 3 tvachim from the ground, we assume it to be on the ground and to be closed and munach at the bottom, on the ground. But this kaveres is not supposed to be held that way, therefore we do not say lovud, and as long as when the kaveres actually hits the ground, it's not more than 10 tvachim tall, then we assume and we see that the whole kaveres is within the Rishus HaRabim, and he's chayiv. Continues the Gemara. Omer Ula. We're now going to discuss the case of a pillar in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim. Amud a pillar tisha, if it's 9 tvachim high, Rishus HaRabim, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim, V'rabim mekatfin olov, and the public they're used to leaning onto this pillar, and they lean on it in order to help them readjust the packages they have on their backs. V'zorak v'noch al gabov, and somebody took an item and threw it onto the top of this amud. Chayev his chayev. It's called a hanocha. in a Roshus Horabim. My Tama. We're going to explain. Pochis Mishloisha, less than 3 Tvachim from the ground, as we've seen previously. Midras Dorsi Le Rabim. It has the halacha of a Roshus Horabim, since the public just walks straight over it. If there's some protrusion less than 3 Tvachim off the ground, they just walk over it, they ignore it, and therefore it's still got the status of Roshus Horabim. Mishloisha Va'atisha, from 3 Tvachim until 9 Tvachim, Loi Midras Dorsile, the public do not walk over it, V'loi Ketufei Mekatfei, nor do they use it to help them arrange and to straighten out their packages on their backs, and therefore it does not have the halacha of a Roshus Horabim at all. If it's 4 Tvachim wide, it will be a Karmelis. If not, it will be a Mokim Ptur. Tisha, if it's 9 Tvachim high, obviously only until 10 Tvachim, above 10 Tvachim there is no Roshus Horabim. If it's 9 Tvachim high, Vadai Mekatfin Ilavei, the public do lean on it and they rearrange their packages on it, and therefore it serves the public and it has the status of Roshus Horabim. And if somebody were to do a Hanocha onto such a pillar, it would be considered a Hanocha in the Roshus Horabim and will be Chayev. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. We've just discussed in the Gemara that an Amud, a pillar of 9 Tvachim in the Roshus Horabim, since it serves the Roshus Horabim, then it has the Halochas of a Roshus Horabim. What's going to be the case when you have a ditch, a guma, of 9 Tvachim in Roshus Horabim, and it also serves the Roshus Horabim, as Rashi explains that the public, they can put their chafetzim, they put their objects there, just while they're carrying on their travels, going for a short visit, and coming back a while later and taking out their objects from this ditch, from this guma. Do we say that since this guma is less than 10 Tvachim, in the event that it's 10 Tvachim deep and it's 4 Tvachim wide, it has the halachas of Roshus HaYochid. But if the ditch is only 9 Tvachim wide, do we say that it has the halacha that it's serving the public and therefore is considered a Roshus Horabim? Or do we say that it does not serve the public, or it does not serve it well enough or easily enough, and therefore it has the halachas of a Karmelis? Says the Gemara, Guma Mai. Abaya asked Rav Yosef, what's the halacha with a guma, a ditch of 9 Tvachim deep? Omar Lei, Rav Yosef told Abaya, V'chein beguma, that in the same way as an omud, as a pillar of 9 Tvachim, has the status of a Roshus Horabim, so too a ditch of 9 Tvachim has the status of a Roshus Horabim. Rava Omar, Rava argues with Rav Yosef and says, beguma loy, even though with an omud of 9 Tvachim has the status of a Roshus Horabim, a guma of 9 Tvachim does not have the status of a Roshus Horabim, it has the status of a Karmelis. My Tama, Tashmish al yidei adchak lo yishmei Tashmish. It's true that the public can use it, but it's not like a pillar which is used lekosef, where they can easily lean on it and help them rearrange their bags. Over here, it's a ditch, and it's only used al yidei adchak, it's not used easily, it's awkward use for the public, and therefore it does not receive the status of Roshus Horabim. Eisvei Rav Ada Bar Masna L'Rova. Well, Gemara is now going to ask a couple of questions on Rava. Rava maintained that a guma of 9 Tvachim has the status of a Karmelis. So Rav Ada Bar Masna is going to ask Rava as follows. Hoysa, we saw in a brisa, Hoysa kuposoi munachas b'Roshus Horabim. If a person has a box, and his box is lying in Roshus Horabim, Gvoya Asora Rochovo Dalad, this box happens to be 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. Ein metaltelin loy mitoicha l'Roshus Horabim, v'loy m'Roshus Horabim l'toicha. You're not allowed to carry from the Roshus Horabim into this box, or from this box into Roshus Horabim. The reason being that this box, having the dimensions of Roshus HaYochid, has the status of Roshus HaYochid, and therefore one may not carry from it into Roshus Horabim. Pochis mikan, if it's either not 10 Tvachim high or it's not 4 Tvachim wide, metaltelin, you're allowed to carry from the Roshus Horabim into this box and vice versa. And the question is, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, but it is 4 tefachim wide, it should have the status of a karmelis, and it should be also midrabanon to carry from a karmelis to a rishus harabim. So Rashi says that since it's a keli, it's a vessel, it's not a domain, it's not something which is attached to the rishus harabim, therefore it does not have the state. The Chachamim did not say that it has the status of a karmelis, and therefore one would be allowed to carry from it into the Rishus HaRabim. And continues the Braisa, V'chein Beguma, that, and similarly with a ditch. Now we have to pay attention. In this Braisa that of Rav Adi Bar Masna, there were three halachas. The first halacha was that if the box has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid, 10 by 4, it's got the status of a Rishus HaYochid, and one is not allowed to carry from it to the Rishus HaRabim. The second halacha was, if it's not got the dimensions of Rosh HaYochid, then it's got the status of a karmelis, and one is allowed to carry from it to Rosh HaRabim. V'chein beguma, and similarly aguma. Now we don't know, is v'chein aguma referring to the first halacha, which means if you had a ditch that had the dimensions of Rosh HaYochid, it has the status of Rosh HaYochid, or does it mean v'chein beguma if it does not have the status of Rosh HaYochid, if it's either just 9 tefachim deep, or if it's not 4x4, then v'chein beguma, in the same way as you can carry from the box into the Rosh HaRabim, so too from the ditch you can carry it into the Rosh HaRabim. My love, a sefer. The Gemara assumes that it's going on the sefer, on the last halacha, that if it's not 10 tefachim high, then you're allowed to carry from it into the Rosh HaRabim, and then it says v'chein aguma, which would mean that a ditch of 9 tefachim has the same halachas as the Rosh HaRabim, because only then it would be mutter to carry from it into the Rosh HaRabim. And if it's got, and if one is allowed to carry from it to the Rosh HaRabim, then you see that a ditch of 9 tefachim has the halacha of a Rosh HaRabim, not like Rava, who maintained that a ditch of 9 tefachim deep has the status of a karmelis. And this was the question that Rav Adi Bar Masna asked Rava. Says the Gemara, no, loy areisha. V'chein beguma doesn't mean that a ditch of less than 10 tefachim, if it's 9 tefachim deep, that you can carry into the Rosh HaRabim. No, you cannot carry into the Rosh HaRabim because it has the status of a karmelis, according to Rava. V'chein aguma means that if the guma has the dimensions of Rosh HaYochid, which is 10 by 4, then you're not allowed to carry from it into the Rosh HaRabim. Continues the Gemara, we're going to try and ask another question on Rava. Esve, we learnt in a Braisa. And before we understand this Braisa, we have to introduce a couple of halachas. We've mentioned previously that there's a concept called Eruvei Tchumin, which means that if a person wants to walk outside the town, he's not allowed to walk beyond 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. Exactly the halachas, we'll have a Maseches Eruvin to discuss this at length. But one of the ways that you can walk beyond 2,000 amos is if you actually take the 2,000 amos mark and you say, and somehow you find yourself there, if you can fix yourself in that place, the 2,000 amos mark, when Shabbos comes in, then we can pretend that that's where you are really resting, and then you can go another 2,000 amos from there. Now, how are you going to do that if you don't want to actually be there when Shabbos comes in? So there's a halacha called Eruvei Tchumin. If you take some bread and you put it 2,000 amos, or just under 2,000 amos from the edge of the city, then since the food is there, when Shabbos comes in, it's as if you're there, and your Koine Shvisa, it's called. It's as if this is your home when Shabbos comes in, and then you can walk 2,000 amos beyond that point on Shabbos. In order for an Eruv Tchumin to be valid, we need two things. Number one, we need that the bread is there from the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes until the end of Bein HaShemoshes. If the bread was there the entire duration of Bein HaShemoshes, even if for whatever reason the bread is not there anymore after Bein HaShemoshes, the Eruv is still valid. The second thing has to be, the second condition, is that you have to intend to be Koine Shvisa, to call yourself as being positioned where the Eruv is. That means that wherever you're planning, or virtually, wherever you virtually plan to be, when Shabbos comes in, you have to be able to eat the food at that point. So for example, if the food is in a Rosh HaYochid, and your plan, let's say in a ditch, in a ditch which is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, and you're not planning to be koine shvisa in the ditch. You just want the eruv to be there, the food to be there, and you're planning to be koine shvisa just beyond the ditch, outside the ditch, in the Rishus HaRabim. Since you're not allowed to take the food from the ditch to where you're planning to be koine shvisa, then there's a discrepancy between where your eruv is and where you, virtually speaking, where you are. And then an eruv is considered invalid. Let's see the Gemara. Niskavin lishbois b'rishus harabim. If a person intends to be in rishus harabim, v'hiniach eruvoi, where does he put his bread, his eruv? B'boir, into a pit, into a ditch, lemailo meyut tvachim, which is above 10 tvachim. We'll soon see what that means. Then eruvoi eruv. Then the eruv is valid. Lemato meyut tvachim, if it's below 10 tvachim, ein eruvoi eruv, his eruv is not valid. And we have to understand, what does it mean, above 10 tvachim, below 10 tvachim? You have a ditch. How tall is the ditch? It's either a Shus HaYochid, or it's a Karmelis, or it's a Shus HaRabim. What's this 10 tvachim business? Says the Gemara, Ilem b'boir d'isbe asara, as if we say that we're talking about a boir, a pit, which is more than 10 tvachim deep, and let's, for argument's sake, let's say that it's talking about there's a boir which is 20 tvachim deep. Ulamailo, when it says lemailo miyut tvachim eruv eruv, what does it mean? The daloi v'oisve, you put it in the upper part of the boir, which means it was above 10 tvachim from the base of the boir. Ulamato, when it says that lemato miasara tvachim ein eruv eruv, de satoi v'oisve, you put the eruv within 10 tvachim from the floor of the pit. The Gemara says mali lemalo umali lemato. What's the difference where you put it in the pit? As soon as the boir is 10 tvachim deep, even if it doesn't matter if it's 10 tvachim, 20 tvachim, or 1,000 tvachim, it's the whole boir, from the top till the bottom, has the status of a Rishus HaYochid. And since he intended niskavin lishbois b'Rishus HaRabim, he intended to be koine shvisa, that he should be situated in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Eruv is in the Rishus HaYochid, what's the difference where in the Rishus HaYochid it is? He's in a different Rishus than the Eruv. He cannot take the Eruv on Shabbos, or even during Bein Hashmashos, and therefore the Eruv is not valid. Elolav, it must be talking about b'boir de lesbe asara. It must be talking about that the boir is not 10 tvachim deep. Uktoni eruvoi eruv. So when we read the braisa, it would read like this. Hiniach eruvoi b'boir lemailo miyut tvachim, which means if there's less than 10 tvachim between the Rishus HaRabim and the base of the boir, which means it's above 10 tvachim from... That means the base of the boir is less than 10 tvachim. It's higher than the point of 10 tvachim below the ground. Then eruvoi eruv. Then the eruv is neruv. Lemato me'asara, if the boir is 10 tvachim deep, which means the base of the boir is 10 tvachim lower than the Rishus HaRabim, then ein eruvoi eruv, because it's in Rishus HaYochid. If that's the case, so you see clearly that even in a boir, which is 9 tvachim deep, eruvoi eruv. And it can only be true if you could actually take the bread from this boir into the Rishus HaYochid when Shabbos comes in. So you see clearly that a gumo, or a boir of 9 tvachim, has the same halachas as the Rishus HaRabim. If it had a halacha of a karmelis, as Rava wanted to say, then even if it's less than 10 tvachim deep, you will not be allowed to take the bread from the boir into the Rishus HaRabim, and the eruv should be invalid. So this is a braisa which seems to disprove Rava. Uktoni eruva eruv. Alma, you see from there that tashmish alidei adchak, even though we said before, and we agree with that using a ditch or a boyer is an awkward type of use, nonetheless, shmei tashmish, it's called a use which the public can use, and therefore it has the status of Rishus HaRabim, not like Rava. Says the Gemara, Zimnin Meshanile, sometimes Rava would answer this question as follows. Hu ve'iruvoi b'karmelis. It's talking about that, not like we said, l'katchila, niskavin nishbois b'rishus HaRabim. When it says niskavin nishbois b'rishus HaRabim, it means a karmelis. And the boyer, like Rava says, it's 9 tvachim deep, has the status of a karmelis. Since they're both in the karmelis, therefore the eruv is a good eruv. Asks the Gemara, "Amai kori leil shus harabim?" The Braisa says, "Niskav nishbeis b'shus harabim." He was tending to be in the shus harabim. It's not a karmelis. No. The truth is, it's a karmelis. Why do I call it Rosh Hashanah? Lefi she'ein Rosh Hashanah. Just because it's not Rosh Hashanah, we call it Rosh Hashanah. But in actual fact, we mean a karmelis. V'zimnin Mishanile. Sometimes Rava would answer this question: Who be Rosh Hashanah? It's true that the person intends to be in the Rosh Hashanah. Ve'iruvay be karmelis, and his eruv is in this boir which is 9 tefachim deep, and it's got the halacha of a karmelis according to Rava. So, if so, why is Eruv Eruv? You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos from a Karmelis to the Rosh Hashanah. No, v'Rebihi. Because he holds like Rebbe, the Omar kol dover shu mishum shvus. Any Isser Shabbos, which is only also midrabanon, le'gozru olov bein hashmoshes, the Chachomim would not goiza on during bein hashmoshes. In the time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKichovim, which is called bein hashmoshes, and then the shvus, those Isurim, which are only also midrabanon, omuta. And since carrying from a karmelis into a shusarabim is only osa midrabanon, and since an eruv only has to be reachable during bein hashmoshes, so as long as the eruv has to be reachable, one is allowed to carry from a karmelis into a shusarabim, and therefore the eruv is a good eruv. Rava says, don't think that I was just like trying to get away with some answer, but I don't actually think that's the truth. I meant every word of what I said, that a boyer of 9 tefachim has the halacha of a karmelis. And now Rava is going to bring a proof from a Mishnah that actually the shimush, the use that the public have from a boyer, from a ditch, which is less than 10 tefachim deep, is not really considered a normal use, and therefore it does not have the status of a reshus harabim. Rather, it has the status of a karmelis. Ditnan, we saw in the Mishnah. Imhoyo rekak mayim, if there was a shallow pool of water, or shus harabim mahaleches boy, and the public walk through it, hazirik letoicha dalad amas, if somebody throws in it 4 amas, chayev is chayev, it has the halachas of shus harabim, and in every shus harabim we know carrying 4 amas in shus harabim is chayev. V'kamahu rekak mayim, how deep is a shallow pool of water? Pochis mi'asara tefachim. It's less than 10 tefachim deep. And then the Mishnah says again, urakak mayim, and a shallow pool, sherushus harabim mahaleches boy, that the public walk through it, hazoyrek letoichoy dalet amas chayev. If somebody throws in it 4 amas, he's chayev. And this seems to be a direct repetition with the opening words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah started, Im hoyor akak mayim urushus harabim aleches boy, hazerik letoicha dalad amas chayev. And then the Mishnah says it again, just with a one-line interruption, telling us how deep the rakak mayim is. And the Gemara is going to come to town with that now. Bishleima rakak, rakak. The fact that the Mishnah needs to tell us twice about a shallow pool, That walking through it is, even though the public walk through it, or because the public walk through it, it has the status of Rosh Hashanah. Trei Zimna, it needs to say it twice. Chad b'Maisachama, one to teach us about walking through a shallow pool in the summer, that it has the status of Rosh Hashanah. V'chad b'Maisagishomim, and one to tell us that in the winter, walking through such a pool keeps the status of Rosh Hashanah. Utsricha, I need to say it both times, summer and winter, because each has a chiddush. Diash minon b'yemisachama, if the Mishnah would only tell it to us regarding the summer. The Ovid inish lekura nafshayu, then I would say the public go through it, it's serving the public, because the public are hot, it's summer, and they want to cool down, so they wade through a shallow pool. That's why it has the halachas of irushus harabim. Avil b'yemisag shomim, but in the winter, emeloi, who walks through a pool of water in the middle of the winter? So therefore, we would have thought that a shallow pool in the winter, even though it's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, would not have the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, because the public will avoid walking through it. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us a second time that even in the winter, it's still got the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. If the Mishnah would only tell us that in the winter it has the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, agav demitanif mikri venochis. Since in the winter, where people are walking through the mud anyway, and they're all dirty anyway, they're all soiled, therefore, they don't have a problem wading through a shallow pool. But in the summer, where people are dry and clean, I may have thought that they would not wade through a pool. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that even in the summer, since the public would and could go through it, therefore it retains its status of Rosh Hashanah. Elo, says the Gemara, Hiluch, Terei Zimni Lomoli, it would have been enough if the Mishnah would have read as follows. Rekak, Mayim, V'roshus Harabim Mahaleches Boy, a shallow pool, and the public walk through it. Hazorik Ratoichu Dalad Amas Chayiv. And then when it says it again, because we need to have summer and winter, it would be enough if it says, Rekak, Mayim, B'roshus Harabim, Hazayrik Daladamas is Chayev. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the words Mahaleches Boy, that the public walk through it? It seems to be superfluous. Elo Hiluch Trei Zimna Lomoli, Elo Lav Shma Mino. The Mishnah wants to tell us, Hiluch Alideat Chak Shmei Hiluch. Even though walking through a pool is clearly not a comfortable and normal way of serving the public, it's Alideat Chak. Nonetheless, walking Alideat Chak, if the public are walking and it's awkward for them to continue walking through the pool, nonetheless, it's called a shimush, and therefore, Shmei Hiluch, it's called Hiluch, it's called that the public are still walking through it, and therefore, it has the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. And that's coming to exclude the second time that the Mishnah tells us is to tell us that only walking in an awkward fashion retains the status of Rosh Hashanah. But Tashmish Alideach Tchak, but usage, not walking, serving the public, if it's only awkward and it's not done, Lekatchila, Loishmei Tashmish is not called serving the public. Shma Minon, this is proof to Rava that says that a ditch of less than 10 Tfachim, and this ditch is not talking about a pool that you wade through. It's talking about a hole that you'd put some items, some objects there for a few moments. That's called a shimush alidei adchak. It's not a comfortable way of serving the public, and therefore it does not have the status of Rosh Hashanah. Proof to Rava, who says that such a ditch of less than 10 tfachim has the status of a karmelis and not a Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yehuda. Hai zirza dekoni. We're talking about a bundle of reeds. And a bundle of reeds is typically long and thin, and they're lying on the floor. So one way of moving them from place to place is lifting up the whole bundle, doing an akira on the whole bundle, moving it to wherever you want it, and putting it down. Another way of doing it is leaving one end on the ground, lifting up the other end and flipping it over, and then doing the same to the other end, flipping that one over, and doing it by form of somersaults, moving this bundle from place to place. But in that case, you've never actually at any one point done an akira to the whole bundle, or hanocha to the whole bundle, because at every point there was one part of the bundle that never left the ground. And that's what we're going to discuss. Is that called an akira and hanocha, or not? Says Rav Yehuda, Rama v'zokfei. He lifted up one side and lowered it. Rama v'zokfei, and then he lifted up the other side and lowered it, and that's how he moved it. Loi mechayev is not chayev on Shabbos ad d'okarle, until he does an akira on the whole bundle at once, lifting up both ends at the same time. Continues the Gemara. We're now going back to the Braisa on Davov Amud Aleph about the Dalad Rishuyos. Omar Mar, we saw in the Braisa, Odom oimed alo askufa, if a person is standing on a threshold between the house. He's got the home, which is clearly Rosh Hashanah on one side of him. He has the Rosh Hashanah on the other side of him. And as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, an Oni would typically be in the Rosh Hashanah. A Balabais would typically be in the home. And this fellow we're talking about, this Odom, is standing on a threshold between the two. Noitel mi Balabais v'noisen loy. He's allowed to take from the Balabais, and he's allowed to give to the Balabais. Because being on the threshold allows him to take objects in and out of the Rosh Hashanah. Noitel me'oni v'noisen loy. And he's allowed to also take from the oni and give to the oni, because being on the askupa, on this threshold, allows him to transfer an object from the askupa to the Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what type of askufa allows me to take from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and from Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Says the Gemara, Hai askupa mai. What's the status of this askupa? When is this halacha true? Ilema askupa su Rosh Rabbim. Is it talking about a type of askufa that has the status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which typically would be at the end of a mavui? A mavui is a type of an alleyway with chatzeros coming into it. And there are ways, which we're going to discuss in Mirza Shemon Daf Tes, how to make this mavui have the status of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And you're allowed to carry in it if there's a lechi or a koire, if there's either a post on the side or a bima going across, to remind us not to go into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you're allowed to carry in there. The askupa, assuming the askupa is beyond the lechi towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then this askufa would have the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Mefarashim discuss whether this askufa is still within the walls of the Mavoi or outside the walls of the Mavoi. That's a discussion we don't need to go into now. But either way, we're talking about an askupa, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If so, it cannot be that's what the Mishnah is talking, the Brice is talking about. Noitel mi balabais? Are you allowed to take from a balabais or somebody who's inside the Mavui, which has the status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid? That's called carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if the askupa is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hom mapik mi Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's severely also. Maybe we're talking about an askupa, a threshold, which itself has the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which typically would be at the edge of a mavui, or one of the cases would be at the edge of a mavui, where the koira, the beam which is allowing one to carry in the mavui, is on the outer side of the askupa, or if the lechi, the posts on the side of the entranceway into the mavui are positioned in a way that one is allowed to carry, the askupa is further in than the lechi, then the askupa has the halachas of the mavui, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But if that's the mavui that the Brice, if that's the askupa the Brice is talking about, noitel min ha'oni, you're allowed to take from the oni who's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, hokum ha'ayel m'shus ha'rabim l'shus ha'yochid. You're taking an object from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, bringing it into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's severely also. Elo askupas karmelis. It must be the askufa has the halachas of a karmelis, which means that it's 4 wide and it's not 10 high, and it has the halachas of a karmelis. So the question is, noitel v'noisen lekatchila, the loshen of the Braisa is that he's allowed to lekatchila take from the oni, take from the balabais. How can that be? We know that midrabanon, it's also to carry from the karmelis to or from Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Noitel v'noisen lekatchila, soif soif yisura miho asya. At the end of the day, he is transgressing an avera, an issa drabanon. Elo askupa mokim ptur. It must be talking about that the askupa is less than 4 tvachim wide and more than 3 tvachim above the ground and various other conditions. This askupa has the status of a mokim ptur. Mokim ptur ba'almahu. Kiven de les be'dalad al dalad. Since it's not what we're talking about, the Braisa must be talking about, it does not have 4 tvachim and therefore it's a mokim ptur. And this is congruent with what Rav Dimi told us when he came to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael. He told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mokim she'ein boi dalad al dalad tfachim, a space that does not have an area of 4x4 tfachim, mutter levnei Rosh Hashanah Yochid v'levnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim lekasif olov, then the Rosh Hashanah Yochid are allowed to put their bags down onto it, and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are allowed to put their bags down onto it. However, they should make sure that the Rosh Hashanah Yochid should not put his bags down onto this area of the Mokim Ptur and then take it from there to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's not allowed, and we already saw this previously, that the person on the Rosh Hashanah Yochid on the Mokim Ptur is not allowed to take from the Oni and give it to the Balabais or vice versa. So you see clearly that one is allowed to lekatchila carry from a mokim ptur to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yochid into a mokim ptur. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, the last words of the Braisa we saw in Davov, Ubilvad shelo yitoil mi balabais v'noisin le'oni, me'oni v'noisin le'balabais. on condition, as we just saw a couple of moments ago, one is not allowed to take an item. The person on the askupa, which is a mokim patur, is not allowed to take something from the oni and give it to the balabais, which means he's not allowed to take it from the rishus harabim via his own domain where he's standing, which is the mokim patur, and put it into the rishus hayochid, or vice versa. V'im notal v'nosan, if he did take it from the person in one domain, for either the balabais or the oni, and he gave it to the other one, shlosh tam p'turim, even though he shouldn't have done that, all three of them are potter. The balabais is potter, the person in the middle is potter, and the oni is potter. Asks the Gemara, leima tavet yufta de Rava. Maybe from this brisa seems to be a contradiction to Rava. D'omar Rava, what did Rava say? Hamavir chifetz mitchilas dalet l'soif dalet b'rishus harabim. If a person moves an object from one place to the next within rishus harabim, with four amas between, afal pishe viroi derech olov, even though he lifted it above his head, above 10 tfachim off the ground, maybe not even above his head, but above 10 tfachim, and we've already seen that the rishus harabim is only till 10 tfachim. So he lifted it up in the rishus harabim, he raised it above 10 tfachim, he's now in the mokim p'tur. He moved it for amos, he put it back down in the rishus harabim, so you see that he took it from the rishus harabim via a mokim p'tur in rishus, back to the rishus harabim, and there we're not talking about transferring from one rishus to the other, we're talking about moving something within the rishus harabim, which is equally asa, and nonetheless Rava says chayev. So if so, if we were to compare it with the brisa, if this person on the skupa is taking an object from the oni in the rishus harabim via his own mokim p'tur into the Rishus Hayochid, to the Balabais, according to Rava, he should be Chayev. Why is that different to moving something within Rishus Harabim when he's going above 10 Tfachim? Says the Gemara, you cannot compare the two. Hasam loy noch. Rava is talking about, he lifted it up from the Rishus Harabim, he walked, he didn't put it down in a Mokim Patur, he happened to raise it above the area of the Rishus Harabim, but then he does an Hanocha back in the Rishus Harabim, there he's Chayev. Hocha, but in the case of the end of this Braisa, Noch, since this person in the middle on the Askupa is standing in the Askupa, he takes it from the Oni into his hands, it's as if it's Munach now, it's as if he's put it down in the Rishus Hayochid, in the Mokim Patur. And now when he gives it to the Balabais, it's as if he's lifting it up from the Mokim Patur, giving it to the Balabais. Since he did a Hanocha in between, therefore the Braisa says it's Osa, but if he did it, Pturim, they have not transgressed the biblical Issa of transferring from one domain to the next. And in Mirat Hashem, in next year, we're going to carry on from here.